morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is a good morning. This is the day that God has made, and we rejoice. We're so glad in it. Are you glad today? Are you glad today? You know, we often say you get to choose, but in reality, the gladness of this day was chosen for you. God chose you to be glad in this day. That's why the Word says, this is the day God has made. I choose to rejoice and to be glad in it because God has made me glad. That song, He Has Made Me Glad. Remember that old song? He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. And Father, we praise You and thank You. I'm going to ask You to lift Your hands right here, right now, to the King of all kings, the mighty God who loves You, who has called You, who saved You, who forgave You, who filled You, who kept You, who keeps You, who has led You, and who is leading You. This is the day God has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I will rejoice in You, Lord my God. I will rejoice in Your goodness. I will rejoice in Your everlasting faithfulness. I will rejoice in Your endless love. We rejoice in You, mighty God and King. Lord God, who is omnipresent, always with us. God, who we cannot ignore. Again, if you're facing west and God wants you to go east, He's going to get you there. One way or another. He's either going to speak and you're going to turn around, or He's going to take you around. How long it takes is up to you. If you turn around today, hear what the Spirit of God has to say to His body. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to His church. We are in the day of the outpouring of the Spirit of God. And the way that takes place is when we do exactly what Peter did. And we stand up and say, this is that. This is it. This is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, saying, in the last days, says God. Now, you can cry about it being the last days. You can talk about all the evil in the last days. And you know what the Word says? Many have departed from the faith because they've been talking about things that demons talk about. Hold on. They've departed from the faith because they're talking about things demons talk about, the things demons would teach. So like a light bulb, one day that came on in my head and I said, and the church is teaching what demons want to say. I know it's already also referring to witchcraft and those things, but I got to thinking, it doesn't matter to what's his name, how you get there, as long as he can get you there. If he can get your mind there, if Diablo can get your mind on him, and you'll talk about him, how evil he is, and what a liar he is, and how bad he is, and how he's ruining the world. We're still teaching what demons want to say. And the Word says, for this reason, many have departed from the faith. Don't you get tired of hearing what the enemy is trying to do and what the enemy is saying? Who cares? Talking about what he wants to do doesn't change anything. But talking about what God wants to do changes everything. That's where the victory is. And the First John, the Word says, this is the victory that overcomes the world you live in, overcomes it, even our faith. God created this world to be overcome by by the faith of God that abides in you. By the faith of God, God wants you to overcome the world, but not a wrestle or a struggle or a point of contention, but it's a point of revelation. When God spoke to Adam and Eve, He said, here's a revelation. Trust me. Everything here is for you. One thing, leave it alone. It belongs to me. Don't put your hand on it. You're sanctified when you trust me and you obey me and you don't try to get anything on your own. But all things come through me, of me, through me, and to me are all things. To whom be glory and honor and praise. I want to tell you today, you've stepped into a time unlike any other. You've stepped into a day, you've stepped on the stones of preparation for a step that's going to take you someplace that will incline you exceedingly, abundantly, and above all you know to ask or think. That's really what God wants to do today. So today, something great is going to happen. Today, something beyond what you know, what you've known, where you were, where you are, showing you what you didn't know, taking you where you didn't go, and opening doors that you didn't even know. This is the greatest season of your lives. Do you believe it? Lift your voice and shout, yeah! For everyone, you can take your seats. For everyone born of God, everyone born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory. This is how it's done, by your faith. There was a time when the disciples, Peter was walking up and he was on the porch and a man was begging for money. And Peter said, silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have I'm going to give you. And he says, rise up. He took him by the hand. He raised him up. And the man started leaping and praising God, the word says. And people were amazed. People were astonished that he raised him up. And he started rejoicing and praising God because God did something incredible. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And then in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, the word says, God's given you the measure that you need. God's given you the measure that you need. Lack is never a matter of not having. Want is never a matter of not having. Because the scriptures tell us that God has given us all things. Want isn't a matter of not having. Lack is not a matter of not having. It's a matter of not using what you do have. And God has given you the measure of faith. But in reality, faith isn't all about what it brings to you. Faith isn't about what comes to you. Faith is about where it takes you. It's not what you get from faith, it's where faith takes you that really counts. The word says that Abraham obtained the land of promise because his faith took him there. The word says, seek first the kingdom, right? 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 But you're not going to seek the kingdom if you don't have faith that God's going to lead you there. Moses, it wasn't what he got that blessed him. It was where faith took him that really ministered to him. It's not what we talk, you've heard people say, I'm just walking by blind faith. You're blind to think that because you're blind without faith. You only really see when you see by faith. Until that, you are blind. Faith doesn't blind you. Faith opens up your eyes. Faith in Jesus. The church has faith in a brand new car. The church has faith in a brand new building. Church has faith in big tithe and offering. The church has faith that people are going to get healed. The church has faith for a lot of things. But the way Peter said the man was made completely whole was that they had faith in the name of Jesus. I have faith in the name. Well, what does a name really mean? Let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. What is the name of Jesus? It's the identity of God. It's saying, I'm coming in the identity or the fullness as Jesus did. Jesus came in His name. He came in the name of the identity of the Father. And that's where we lose it. It's because we use faith. See, faith isn't an emergency button. Faith is an ignition switch. Faith doesn't get you out of trouble. Faith leads you where trouble can't find you. I mean, faith heals. Faith sets free. Faith does everything. But not when you're using faith to get something, because faith can't be used. Faith uses you. God will lead you in the way you should go. When the Holy Spirit comes and directs you, He's going to lead you someplace you wouldn't go on your own. He's not going to take you to a place you feel comfortable, because where you feel comfortable is where you're the most blind and you can't see what's going on. But where faith leads you, faith opens your eyes that you can see. The Word says we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith, because faith tells you the truth. And when we see the truth and we come in the name of Jesus, my faith is in the name of Jesus. I learned a long time ago not to predict what God was going to do, but let God predict me and what I should do. So when I stand up and declare something, I make full preparation, and then I stand in expectation for what God will do with what I have. You don't lack things. You don't have or are missing what you need because you don't have enough. It's just that you don't use enough of what you have. You don't use what God has given you. What has He given you? He said, I've given you the measure of faith. But the identity, sometimes the religion teaches you to have faith, you're going to get new clothes, new car, more money, a better job. But that's not what faith does. Faith doesn't just bring you things. Faith takes you where everything is. Jesus said, if you'll seek the kingdom, that's where everything is. Word says Enoch was translated that he should not see death because he pleased God. And it's incredible how God has demonstrated so many phenomenal things throughout the generations just to show us, just to highlight something in our minds, to bait the passion of your vision, to say, believe not a little higher, believe a lot higher. The world is hungry today for revelation. The world is hungry for believers that come in the name of Jesus. I'm here in His identity. You can walk in the steps of faith and not have the heart of faith. I mean, people oftentimes want the Word or a prophet to tell them exactly what to say, when to say, how to say, and those things can happen, and I've done it. But that never keeps anybody, because it's not the Word of what to do, it's the Word of who He is that really takes you to what you need. Because what you need can't be found outside of what you have, or you're incomplete. But what you need is found within what God has already given you. I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of me, God said, who has called you to glory and virtue. And what is that virtue? The same virtue of Enoch. He pleased God. Why? He had faith. His faith in God. The Word never said he wanted God to take him out of the world. So he exercised his faith that he would not see death. The Word says God demonstrated something phenomenal because he just walked in favor with God. And how did he do that? He just had faith in God. Because the Word says without faith, in that same passage, without faith it's impossible to please Him. Without faith, you're not going to please God. You can work all day. You can scream, you can shout, you can sing songs, you can write lyrics, you can make music, you can do anything you want. But faith really doesn't help you get what you want. Faith gives you what you don't know you even need. And what we need is an identity. And that's what salvation is really about. God's giving you an identity that you didn't even know existed. And it's not an identity of struggling. Church folk struggle with being righteous because they think that it's a matter of will and want. And it is. It's a matter of what God wills for you to want. And the moment that you do, that moment of revelation hits your heart, hits your mind, and you become a new creature in Christ. This is the victory that overcame you, not your effort. That's why God said they did every work under the old law, that could signify the cleansing of the heart and of the mind and of the hands and the removal of sin. But none of those things were able to do it, because what we were really created to live by was the faith of God in Jesus Christ. And when Jesus Christ became manifest, people were driven to the likeness of His image. People just started walking that way because they just believed that He was Lord of all lords, that He was King of all kings. God took Abraham. It was the trip Abraham made, as well as the sacrifice that he was willing to give. God didn't say, "Abraham, step outside of your tent and sacrifice Isaac." He said, "I want you to go up to the mountain of God. I want you to make a journey by faith. I want you to go someplace that I'm telling you to go." Are you willing to go where God's telling you to go and not just wanting God to tell you what to do when you get there? "God, I'm willing to go. Teach me." Because faith, really, the word of prophecy and the word of faith are united, just like the spirit of love. They're one spirit. And it's all about a heart after God. I just want to know you. That's why Paul said, "I pray for you continually that you'll have the spirit of wisdom and understanding." Why? That you would know him better. Because when you know him, you're going to follow him. And when you follow him, every single thing that God has ever promised you is going to be in that land that faith takes you. Not what faith brings to you, but where faith takes you. Not of might, not of power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. God doesn't want you to use your faith as an eject switch or emergency button. Your faith is an ignition switch. It's what starts everything. It's what moves everything. It's what gives you the insight. So when God could speak a word to you, and if your heart isn't the heart of faith, you'll never hear what he says. So you'll think he didn't answer you, but he does. God has to answer you because it was his idea to answer you before you ever had the idea to ask him. Before you knew me, before you knew to call on my name, I read it all the time and it just tears my heart apart and puts it back together in the right way, that we have the honor to call on his name. That we are blessed to even know him. Because only faith could open your eyes to the truth. The flesh sees the lies, the deception, the temporary, the unessential. But faith opened up your eyes to what really matters. And when you walk by faith, not stand, but when you walk by faith, faith takes you someplace your heart needs to go. God, you'll hear more of God. You'll hear more accuracy. You'll hear more preciseness. You'll hear more definition and detail when your heart is after the kingdom of God, the name above all names, who Christ really is, and not just what we can do in his name, but what his name has done in us. I have the identity of who Christ is. And when I step in a scene, whether it's a flaming furnace or a den of lions or a Red Sea, no matter what it is, whatever needs to happen is going to happen because God's already determined in his heart he's going to get you there. The question is when you speak, do you turn around or do you have to go all the way around? If you know that your faith is in the name of Jesus, you don't struggle with the portion of faith. I'm not going to determine what I need. God already did that. That's why he said, consider the lilies of the valley. He said, don't ask or worry about what you're supposed to eat or what you're supposed to drink, but be honest. When you think about faith, that's really what it's about, right? Faith's going to help me get where I need to get. Help me go where I need to go. Help me do what I need to do. Faith's going to provide. It's going to make my business better, my ministry better. It's going to make me smarter. But the reality, faith opens your eyes to the identity of who Christ is, and then you know who you are. You know who you are when you know whose you are. Not by might, not by my works. I'm blind until I start walking by faith. I'm blind, you're blind, we're all blind until we start walking by faith. It's not what faith brings you, it's where faith takes you that counts. It's not the trouble faith gets you out of. Faith will get you into some places you'll think you're in trouble. The Spirit of the Lord will lead you into a place where you don't have any compromise. The Spirit of God will lead you in a place to where you have to make a decision and say, you know what, I've been using my faith to get what I want to make it easier on myself, but faith is the ease of life. Faith takes you to a place where you're at peace. If you apply your faith to the identity of who Christ is and take on that identity, now you're living by faith. I know in whom I have believed because I have the heart of God. I want to grow. See how silent it was in the house? Do you want your faith to make you grow? Or do you just want faith to make you go? We want the high things, but we're not willing to have the foundation on which the high things rest. That's why Jesus said, listen, this is the kingdom of God. So the man went out and wanted to build a house, and he built a house, but he built it on sand because he had no foundation. And when the trying times come, it falls. And what is the trying times? The Word says when you're living by faith, trying times are exceedingly pure joy to you. Because it's in those times, see, when the redeemed, when the faith-minded are going through a trying time, they call it a time of rejoicing and blessing. That's why James says, count it all. It literally says, count it pure joy, nothing but joy. When you enter into the trying of your faith, what does that mean? This is where faith is producing the things you didn't even know you needed. This is where faith is showing you, God is with me. You know those moments of time where you see something happen and you know you had nothing to do with it, nor did anyone around you. God did it. How powerful does that, how incredible does that make you feel? That moment of time. Where you feel the presence of God. You feel the power of God doing something you know you didn't do. You know that you're sitting back watching God do it. And your mind says, God knows my name. God is with me. God answered. Matter of fact, God did more than answer me. God honored my faith. The things we need are too small. Consider the lilies of the valley. They don't work. They don't sweat. Yet the Word says Solomon had a lot of glory. One of the most glorious kings that ever walked planet Earth. Yet he was not arrayed in all that he had like one of these. Don't take any thought for tomorrow, what you will eat or what you will drink or what, but say the Lord's will. According to the will of the Father, it's the faith of God. God already has you there in His heart and in His mind. Where is there? Wherever God wants to take you. It's your doubt and unbelief because you think you need something you don't need. Want isn't a matter of not having. It's a matter of not seeing. You don't lack because you don't have what you need. You lack because you don't use what you have. Was that good? Thank you. He says it was real good. God says everything I've made is real good. And God made it and He said, it's so good, I'm going to bless it. And that was you and I. What God created, He created in His likeness. He created it in His image. And God blessed it. And here's the coup de grace. God's going to open doors unlike you've ever seen. God's going to touch nations, economy, government, leaders, people of influence, networks around the nations. God's changing our world into a place we've never even known existed. God's bringing about exceeding abundant and above. He's guiding kings' hearts because He's guiding people's heart, where kings of the earth will look at you and call you the blessed. You are the blessed of the Lord. You have more than we have. You have sufficiency of all things. He did it with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He did it with Daniel. He did it with David. He'll do it with you. The spirit of Elijah rests on this generation because the spirit of Elijah has spoken. The spirit of Elijah was a voice that refused to acknowledge any god
but God. The anointing on Elijah was he had a tenacious spirit to make known only God is God. You didn't hear him talking about the devil. You heard him talking about God. He didn't elevate idols. He brought them down. He couldn't fathom. He couldn't stand. His anointing wouldn't allow him to tolerate idolatry. He spoke in the name of God Almighty, and the Lord did wonders through him. And to those that would hear him, they received the favor of God, the blessing of the Lord. When Elisha came, because there was a point in the time Elijah listened to what the influential said. And we've done the same thing. We've made those of influence our influence. We elevate those that we despise. We talk about bad times like they were in charge. But God has already predetermined. He said, my will for you is to bless you and not to do you harm, to increase you, to prosper you, to lead you into a place, into a land of plenty. The land of promise wasn't a day past. The land of promise is a day present. It's where God wants to lead you, in a place where only your faith can take you. And it isn't sweat and tears and blood. He already did that. He already shed that. It's by faith in the identity of who He is, in the fullness that He has made you to be. When the Word says this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, what it's identifying are those that believe we are the fullness of who He is, because it's not of might or of power, it's by His Spirit that we stand here. And the life we now live in the flesh, we live by the nature and the faith of the Son of God. What He did is what I do. Who He is who I am. All we've seen Him do, He said we do. And He said the things you haven't even seen because you haven't walked in that measure of faith, He said, you'll do. We need the faith to go where He is. That's why He said, if you seek the kingdom, you'll find in the kingdom everything you could imagine, no matter who you are, how important you think you are, or how much you think you need. It's all there and more. But when faith delegates to the heart what the intention of each thing is, not only do you use it properly, but it blesses you instead of ruling over you. It's not that you don't have enough, it's that you have too much of what you shouldn't have. There is one God, and one Lord, and one Savior, and He alone is God. A true prophet glorifies God, and God alone declares He is God because He bears the heart of God. And what anything or anyone else wants to do, it just doesn't matter. And when it doesn't matter, it won't take place. Prove over and over and over in the Scriptures. One example is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. King, mighty, powerful king, ruler literally of the earth at that time. He says, I've made an idol, as our world have made idols. And one of the biggest idols in the church is the devil. He's 10 feet tall to the church. We were talking the other day. There isn't a thing on the planet or in your life the devil can ever do to you, unless you believe in Him. You put your faith in Him, you'll wreck your world. You put your faith in God, God will put it back together. Only God rules and reigns. Only God is God. Only God is Lord. Only God brings what He said to pass. Only God has the first and the final word. Only God. You either live in a world of faith and you see the glory of God, or you live in a world of doubt and you see the glory of man. And the word says glory of man is deceptive. It's idolatry. You never have to scream at evil in order to overcome it. You just have to walk in the righteousness of God's light. And that is the victory that overcomes the dark. God said, in the last days there will be an outpouring of my Spirit. And this is what it's going to do. It's going to light up the hearts and the minds of men and women all over the nations. And they're going to declare the will of the Father. They're going to believe in the wonders of God. You know when wonders happen? When you refuse to live without them. This is the victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. In Ephesians 4, and this has really been the pattern for this body, for the body, for the church, until we all reach the unity in the faith. And what is that? What is the faith? What is the faith? Like, I have faith in God. I know He exists. I mean, the Word says only a fool would say there is no God. The evidence is overwhelming. A prophet will advantage you more if you have a heart for the kingdom than you do the heart for a word. Because in the kingdom, a prophet can reveal the heart of God. Faith gives you the heart of God. Until we come into the unity of the faith, what is that? The knowledge of the Son of God. And become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. And church, guess what? That really is the message right there. From every angle that we come from, every way we can preach it, every way we can sing it, every way we can shout it, every way we can whisper it in someone's ear. It's really about coming to the fullness of the measure of Christ. And that means you have to do one thing that seems to be the most difficult for everyone to do and should be the easiest because we have an example. I'm crucified with Him. I die to myself. That's the easiest thing you'll ever do because it takes the pressure off of you. And it keeps you from failing because it's not of might or of power, but it's by, literally, by the Spirit of God that works in me. In the life I now live in the flesh, I live in the identity of the Son of God. Whatever God's will is for me, that's all that's going to happen to me. That's the psalm. Only goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I say all the time, only good will happen to me. And people stare at me because they remember all the bad that's happened in the world. But you don't remember all the good that God has said. And the good overcomes the evil. The right overcomes the wrong all the time. It's not a battle. God said, the victory's already mine. Are you willing to walk in it? We walk in a compromised world because we believe the world is compromised. Instead of knowing the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, that's faith in God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. God's doing wonders in the earth, and we're oftentimes blind to it because we're using our faith to see the things we want instead of who He is. And when you see who He is, everything you want runs you over. So I said, listen, I know what you have need of. But if you'll seek my kingdom, it will overrule you. It will overrun you. It will chase you down. Our world is going to change. This message of only worshiping God is going to be propagated around the world. The new revelation to the body of Christ is there literally is no devil in my life. Only God. No wonder what's his name does what he does. He has so many partners in crime. So many people that have so much faith in what he could do and so little faith in what God has done. We're angry, men and women. We're angry at the government. We're angry at the unrighteous men. We're angry at the unrighteous women. The world never said to do that. It said, love your enemies, pray for those that despitefully use you. Why would we do that? Because we already know the end is in the beginning. But it's by the faith of God. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel, David, they all did it. And they all did it by acknowledging one thing, only God rules. The Hebrew boy said, we're not going to be slow to answer you, and we're not giving credit that there's a big, huge golden idol here or that you're a mighty king. We just give glory to God. That's all we want to do. Just let you know, we're not going to bow our knee to anything but God, to anyone but God. Only God deserves our praise. Only God is worthy of the glory that we're going to give him because it all belongs to him anyway. What we're doing is we're coming into his presence. When you worship God, all you're doing is taking a journey into the place God assigned you in the beginning. You're already there in the heart of God. Faith helps you see where you really are. David said, before I was formed in my mother's womb, you knew me. You knew every part of me. You knew who I was, what I was supposed to do. And if you want a shortcut, go there. People like me to give them shortcuts. I don't have a shortcut. Just have a straight line from here to there. The word of the Lord doesn't make it long. The word of the Lord makes it simple. But it's the heart of God that he wants you to have. So when he speaks, you understand what he says and don't just see what you think he said. I know what God said because he put it in my heart. God told Abraham, who's called the father of faith, to make a journey. It's a journey of faith, not things of faith. And that journey is incredible. Every single step of faith is filled with some wonder that opens your eyes to see an identity of God that reveals who you are. And the truth is, when you know how fearfully and wonderfully made you are, you're encouraged in every way. Your body will get healed when you see how well made you are in God. Your mind will stop getting old. Your mind will return to the youth of its days when you start living by faith, because the mind needs to feed on faith. Faith to stay young. Not use it as an appetizer or a muse. They bring us these little dishes every now and then. We'll go to different restaurants. It's a little tiny bite of food, and it tastes so good, and there's not nearly enough of it. And they do that to make you hungry so you'll buy more of the bigger, more expensive stuff. It's a freebie. No, it's not. It's a proposition. The world is a proposition, saying, look how mean and bad and ugly I am. But the righteous say, you're an appetizer. Because look and see what God is going to do, exceeding, abundant, and above all you know to ask or think. God baits the appetite of mankind so we become hungry. Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled. God's not against you, not one single day of your life. God is for you. At your worst day, God is not against you. He's for you. It's just whether or not you're going to turn around or go around to get there. The world is an embryo waiting for revelation to call out its name. It seems like a barren womb, but it's the womb of Sarah. Where God is saying, I'm going to give such increase, such abundance that man couldn't fathom. See, the wonder of the world is that God is doing what he determined to do from the very beginning. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we're not going to bow our knee to what you say, what you think, what you want, or what influence you think you have. We bow to the Lord God only. And God had the king on his knees telling everybody, don't you dare ever speak against the God these men serve or you'll lose your head. That same God presides in this world. What God wants is whatsoever things are good, if there be any honor, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, the word says, think on these things. So your day didn't go the way you wanted it to. Maybe you were going the wrong way that day. The word says when hardship happens, acknowledge it. Is God bringing chastening or correction into your life? But what we do is we look for a fist fight. We look for a battle. Instead of saying, look and see what God is doing. When Goliath stood up before David, he didn't scream at his brothers or at the king, call them fools or faithless. He just said, how can you allow him to defy the armies of God? Let's go bring this thing down. I see the glory of God in my hands. I see the glory of the Lord in Israel. And God brought victory in one day and changed the course of everyone's life. Impacted the world to present day. Because one person got up and said, only God's will is going to be done in my life. Only what God has already predestined for me is going to take place. That's why we say, the Spirit of God make you remember in whom you have believed. Remember in whom you were created. Remember, only good will happen to me. Only good will happen to me. You have a dark spot in your house, you don't stumble through. You walk in and turn the light on. Do the same thing in your lives. Walk in and say, my house is blessed of the Lord, and no evil can come nigh me. My steps are ordered of the Lord, and no wickedness will befall me. God leads me in the way that I should go, and only good will happen to me. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty, the Lord ever present, the Lord ever good, the Lord ever wondrous. Wonders will happen when you refuse to live without them. I'll say of the Lord, you are my strength, you are my fortress, you are my God. You have to worship God. Your mind needs to feed on faith and on praise. It has to, or it gets old, it gets desperate. It gets depressed. It becomes dark. When you talk about the greatness of God, your mind gets excited. It's overcome. And when your mind is overcome, everything that could depress it is done away with. It's erased. Oftentimes people die because their mind dies, because they stop living by faith. I think no one should ever retire. I think everyone should always find something new to apply their faith to so the mind stays young. You don't want that little cottage in the corner where you can sit there and not see anybody or be concerned about anything that you need to apply your faith to. But what we need are the David times and the Shadrach times and the Moses times and the Abraham times where we say, I have to know who you are in order to see this done. I have to know who you are. I don't have to tell you how it's going to be done. But Abraham did. He said, you know what? I'm not sure how, but I'm making a journey by faith. It's not what faith brings you. It's where faith takes you that makes the difference. And Abraham said, I'm going to the mountain of God, and I'm going to sacrifice my son, but yet he's going to be the seed of all nations, and he's the prophecy of the risen Savior. He's the prophecy of the coming Lord and Redeemer. And if God has to raise him from the dead, then he's already raised from the dead because what God said, he's going to bring it to pass. And God said, that kind of faith is righteousness. Do you see what I'm talking about? Do you see what he's saying? It is my faith in the righteousness of God, and there's no way I can be anything any different because he created me in his own image and in his own likeness. No evil can befall me. Your mind will turn around. What you're going through is an awakening call where God's saying, you don't have to worry about evil or bad or negative happening to you. What you need to be concerned about is how blessed you're going to be and who you're going to give the praise and the glory and the honor to as it unfolds before your eyes. Open your eyes and see the truth. Only God is Lord. Jesus said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the first and the last. I am the beginning and the end. Until we all reach the unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, we become mature then. Attaining to the whole measure, the fullness of Christ. Until then, you're on a trip that's going to end roughly. It's an apparition, it's a specter, it's a ghost. It's a fantasy, and it will fall apart. That you can be assured of. But where faith takes you, faith in what? Faith in who He is. If there's any revelation that's ever transformed my life and everything I know, everything I teach, everything I am able to do, it was one simple revelation that was so profound in nature and simplistic. Just simple. Kingdom of Heaven is like a child. You could call it simplistic in nature, profound in its power. Was the fact that Jesus is everything. He's not all you need. He's all there is. Oh, He's all I need. No, He's way more than you need. You don't even know. You don't even know what you need. John, you don't even know. Why don't you say two things? Say, I don't even know what I need until it's revealed by faith. And Christ is faith. For the revelation of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. What does that mean? Things come to pass when Christ is revealed. Things start happening when only God gets the glory. Only when God gets the glory. I've seen people sit under this ministry for some time and they know, man, we don't give anybody credit and glory but God. And then they'll sneak out around the corner and then devil is doing. And I come around, they're like, yeah, praise God. Thank you, Joe, only the Lord. No, come on. You don't need that out. Don't take that way out. Give God all the glory. Unless you enjoy that battle. If you really want free, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. You prophesied about someone, wherever Matthew went, Matthew prophesied about someone that was just freed in their mind. They just got set free. What was going on to set them free? Just glorifying God. Just glorifying God. Giving God the praise. Giving God the glory. Giving God the honor. Declaring His righteous name. Things unlike you would have fathomed, even thought, even knew to think or ask are taking place in the world you're living in today. Because you know why? God is revealing this revelation to people all around the world. He's opening babies, little kids are going to prophesy things that will stagger the mind of those that call themselves mature in God. Because it's by the Holy Spirit. Where does the Spirit lead me? He leads me in the way of faith. And what is faith? Jesus. What is faith? Jesus. Jesus. He goes before me. That's what the Word says. It's like putting sheep out. And the Word says, I go before you. Well, if He goes before you, where you're going, you have nothing to be concerned about. Your home is blessed. Amen. Your business is already blessed. You just don't know it. Because if you give credit to any power but of God, it's idolatry. Of course it is. When the disciples came to Jesus and said, we're excited because demons are subject to us, He said, I know that. And what did He say? Do not rejoice because they're subject to you. I've already seen Him fall like lightning. Don't give Him any credit. Rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Don't give the world credit for the evil it's done or its doubt and unrighteousness and unbelief. David didn't. He just went in and said, I represent the name of the Lord of hosts. And any evil that's spoken about me, it's coming out of your heart. It's going to happen to you, not to me. And it did. But he stood strong. So will you. So will you. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stopped and stepped into the furnace, do you think they went, whoo, it's hot in here? They just said, look how bright it is. And man, whatever they tied us up with was burned off by their fire because the fire of my God keeps me. And then I like to think about the king coming up to him and saying, which he did, can you come out? And I know they said this. It's not in the scripture, but I know they said it. I'm making it clear. And they said, we can come out, yes, but can you come in? And that's the world today, the unbelievers. We can come out or we can stay in. It doesn't really matter. But can you stand where we stand? Because where we stand by faith. And our faith is that there's only one God, and He is worthy of glory, honor, and praise. God is healing you. He is the health of you. You're well. You're well. I speak health. I speak the wellness that you already are. Remember how healed you are. Your faith will remind you of how God has formed you, fearfully and wonderfully made. Remember, as often as you do this in remembrance of who He is. Remember me, He said. Prophesy over this body that your minds are awakened to the truth. I pull on the heavens of God today and declare a great outpouring of God's anointed Spirit on all that will believe and those that even doubt and are moved by the faith of those that do believe. Don't you see, as it was with David and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego and Moses and Daniel, the nations were moved by their faith in God. Joseph ruled by his faith in God. The word of the Lord is God is doing wonders in the earth, and they will continue. And you will see them when you refuse to live without them. God is doing a new thing. It's not really new to God, but it's new to us. And what it is the mind of God being revealed in us. God, it's what you do in my heart. I'm so hungry for your kingdom. What is it we can do? What is it? Where is it you could go on your own, or you could buy on your own, or you could build on your own that would really bring you satisfaction? Not anything, not long term, but what God builds through you. When you're like, God, I'm just hungry for you. Teach me. Let me tell you the key. The key is a hunger for revelation. When people have such a tenacious appetite to hear the word of God. God, I'm just hungry for your word. Teach my heart. Teach my mind. I want to think like you. Then God will assign the prophets and the prophetess. They'll go in, declare the word. You'll hear, you'll understand, and you'll act upon it. Before insight comes instruction. You got to get that. Before insight comes instruction. Faith is not an emergency button. It's an ignition switch. God has said, let's do this thing. God is for me. Nothing can be against me. And when you have faith in who He is, you stop thinking about, you forget about what you think you couldn't do, and you start seeing all that you are. This is undeniably the greatest season of your life. Father, we pull upon the heavens of our God and of His Christ, and I thank you for an outpour of your Spirit and wonder. I thank you, Father, for the great and mighty things you will do. I thank you for the voices of righteousness that you're going to raise up and put in first place in leadership. Those that are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Those that will declare your name. But it will only happen when the body, those you have chosen to worship you, to praise you, to declare your word, declare you as God and you as God alone. You are Lord, Savior, Redeemer, Almighty God, Prince of Peace, Rose of Sharon, Bright and Morning Star, first, last, the beginning, the end, all things at all times, at all places. And there is none beside you. So we pull upon heaven tonight, today, for an outpouring of your Spirit that awakens your earth to righteousness. An awakening for hunger, the hunger of the kingdom of God. Teach me. Reveal to me. God, open my mind to a word. When God prepares the soil of your heart, you'll hear the prophetic word of the Lord over and over and over and over and over. God opens that door. He's going to do it His way, not yours. His ways are perfect. God is so profoundly perfect that He already knows, and when He created us, He already knew this is the way it's going to turn out. And what I want is my creation to enjoy this journey, because in it I'll reveal my mind and my heart. I'll make them one as we are one. They'll know what it feels like to be like God. You'll never be God, but we get to be like God because we came from God, and we love to worship God because we see Him for all the goodness He is. It's not contrived. It's not forced. It's not an ambitious attitude. It's a surrender. And He's so good that He doesn't respond to your whims. He responds to your hunger. He'll get you out of trouble. He'll pick you up. He'll dust you off. He'll tell you everything's going to be all right, all right. Everything's going to be all right. But what He really wants to hear is, I'm hungry for you. Jesus, Lord of Lords, Jesus, Prince of Peace, Jesus, Mighty God. In the New Testament, you heard the name of Jesus come out of the disciples' mouth so many times. You would have said, wow, who is this Jesus? Some to condemn and let a murderer go. This one, the one that died and God raised him from the dead, it's him. He's the one we're speaking in the name of. It was a real relationship. If you only knew, it's all you'd do. If you really saw, it's all you'd want to see. Father, I pray that you open the minds of your people today. Everyone in the house, everyone that's watching now and later, I pray, God, open and stir the heart of your mind. Let your mind feed on faith, on the fullness of who He is. This is a time of maturity. This is the time of the body growing unlike it's ever grown before, because man has no answer for you. And it's a design of God. And I praise God for no answer in the earth. Perplexity of nations. No way out but to hear the voice of God. It's time for a maturing of the body. It's time for pastors to stop diapering and powdering their babies, but to start calling them to eat strong meat, to strengthen them, pick them up, and let them walk by faith. Don't make it comfortable for them. Make it a challenge for their faith. Don't put them to sleep. Wake them up. I pray, O God, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord God has spoken. Let your glory propagate through the earth. Let the word of freedom, true freedom, the revelation of Jesus Christ be manifest. Let it be heard out of the mouths of your people. And I declare and prophesy, this is that was spoken by Joel and Peter. In the last days, says God, there will be an outpouring of my Spirit on all flesh, and you will prophesy. If your prophecy is, I'm going up to the mountain and God will speak to me there, nonetheless. If your prophecy is, my house is blessed and it cannot be cursed, then nonetheless. If the word in your mouth is, my business is blessed of the Lord, and it cannot be defiled, it cannot be drained, it can only increase to the glory of God, then there's your word. But in all, it's not of might or of power, it's all about you. And the only reason any of it happens is because we know who we are in you and who you are in us. You'll know who you are when you know whose you are. And Father, we give you praise today in your mighty name. And everyone shouted. No, everyone shouted. Stand to your feet with me this morning. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, God has something to show you there. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, God has something to show you there. God, my heart is after you. I know you're going to see me through. You're going to tell me what I need to know, what I need to do, because I'm after you. I'm hungry for you, God. Hungry for your word, Lord. You have spoken, How can we help but prophesy? For the word of the Lord runs through the earth, bringing to pass and accomplishing everything that God has said. Hungry for you, Lord. Your word in my mouth is like a sword, not slaying enemies, demons, and foes, but dividing my heart, my soul, my spirit, and my mind. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intentions of God's heart and God's mind on the inside of me. I'm after you. Can't do without you. Hungry for you, Lord. Hungry for you, Lord. So I ask you, what you gonna do when you don't know what to do? Praise Him. So amazing. What you gonna do when you don't know what to do? I'm gonna praise Him. He's so amazing. Say it with me. What you gonna do when you don't know what to do? Shout it. I'm gonna praise Him. He's so amazing. Say it. I'm gonna praise Him. He's so amazing. Shout it. I'm gonna praise Him. He's so amazing. Shout it. I'm gonna praise Him. He's so amazing. Shout it. I'm gonna praise Him. He's so amazing. Now I'm gonna sing. And then you shout. I'm gonna praise Him. He's so amazing. And make it a prophetic word in your mouth. Doors that need to open will be swing open wide, seemingly of their own accord, but by the Spirit and the Word of the Lord. All right? So what you gonna do when you don't know what to do?
Praise Him. He's so amazing.
Come on, choir. What you gonna do when you don't know what to do?
I'm gonna praise Him. He's so amazing.
What you gonna do when you don't know what to do?
Gonna praise Him. He's so amazing.
Come on. What you gonna do when you don't know what to do?
I'm gonna praise Him.
Whoa,
he's so amazing.
What you gonna do when you don't know what to do?
I'm gonna praise Him. He's so amazing.
I know what to do. When I don't know what to do, I know to praise Him.
He's so amazing.
What you gonna do when you don't know? Say, what you gonna do when you don't know where?
Praise
what you gonna
Him.
Do when you don't know what to do? I'm gonna praise Him.
He's so amazing.
Say,
I'm gonna praise
what
Him.
What you gonna do when you don't know what to do?
I'm gonna praise Him.
He's so amazing. Now, next time, look at someone and say, I'm gonna praise Him. And then look at somebody else and say, He's so amazing. All right? Come on. What you gonna do when you don't know what to do? I'm gonna praise Him. He's so amazing. Come on. What you gonna do when you don't know what to do? I'm gonna praise Him. He's so amazing. Hey. What you gonna do when you don't know? What you gonna do when you don't know? What you gonna do when you don't know what to do? I'm gonna praise Him. He's so amazing.
We need more pastor up here, please.
What you gonna do when you don't know? What you gonna do when you don't know where to go? What you gonna do when you don't know what to do? I'm gonna praise Him.
He's so amazing.
One more time. I know what to do when I don't know what to do. I'm gonna praise Him. He's so amazing. Give the Lord a shout in the house today. Give the Lord a shout everywhere. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Praise His name. Gonna praise Him. He's so amazing. Gonna praise Him. He's so amazing. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Come on. The house is filled with the prophetic sound. Doors are swinging open.